I think that situation has certainly gotten less threatening for lesbian, gays, bi, trans, compared to what it was 13 years ago or whenever. But I still think it must open you to some scrutiny, to some perhaps derision from people. Do you end up receiving that yourself personally? You said this was on a personal note, and you know, you have lines in the thing like, Mama, Papa would misunderstand, wonder where they went wrong. Is that your history, and do you actually get flack for speaking openly about your relationship?
You know, I mean, it is definitely written from my personal experience, and yet in sharing the song, I haven't gotten that much flack. I mean, maybe there's flack going on that I don't hear about, but it's actually kind of been more of a growth area for me to be like, okay, like, this is also my, you know, I'm so much more able to stand up at a peace rally or an anti-war rally and speak out or sing out about all these various issues. And it was just this sort of realization at some point, like, wow, but it's so hard for me to, like, you know, kind of be more open and out about this is who I am. And I think that was a gradual thing. It's more comfortable for me now. And yet probably the hardest places are in places where it's least, where you know it's least accepted. It's easy for me in the community up here in Duluth, where I just feel very opening and accepting place and sort of the circles I walk in. But there has been struggle in family connections, and yet there's been a lot of growth and surprise for me in that area as well, as to how accepting and ways people have moved and being more accepting over the years. So I think as I grow in my ability to just be kind of out there, and being out isn't—it's such an interesting thing, because it isn't like I'm see myself as a major activist in that area. But when you're that person who, for whatever reason, there's people are putting in a box, or society has these oppressive rules or ideas about, then you, just by saying, "Hello, here I am. This is who I am." You are being an activist just by simply showing up and being, quote, out. I guess I've learned that more and more. And so it's for, singing that song is kind of a spiritual and activist piece for me.
I think you're also an activist in terms of asserting the quality of women. And you've got music about that. I think you want to include one on that today?
Yeah, there's a song I wrote, and actually was, the song came about because I was commissioned to write it for a women's college in Minnesota that was, they celebrate Women's History Month every year and have different themes, and the theme that year was a woman's place in the world. So this song came about my reflecting on that, and certainly throughout my life I've had strong family role models. You know, I grew up thinking women were in charge, and it was later on that I realized the bigger picture of it wasn't always seen that way. And so anyway, the Woman's Place song really, for me, also is a celebration of who and what we can be. And there's so much joy that's also in that song. There's other songs I'll share that definitely are more, the lament is in there, but this also, I think it's just such a joy to be able to celebrate who and what we can be and who we are.
I am a woman, and my place is in the home, and my home is a whole wide world. Changer makers, we are potters spinning clay.